Exit test, listening 1. Speaker 1.
When you're making arrangements on the phone, speak slowly and clearly. If the meeting you're arranging is for the 15th, then it's no good if the person you're speaking to turns up on the 5th because they misheard you. Likewise, if you can't hear what the other person's saying, ask them to repeat what they said. Finally, before closing the call, confirm all the important details, like times and dates.
Speaker 2.
Sometimes you will have to solve a sensitive or tricky problem on the phone, and you may find yourself dealing with someone who is angry or upset about something. If this is the case, take a deep breath and don't start arguing with them. Instead, make sure you try and solve the problem calmly and effectively. Whatever you do, just don't hang up on the caller.
Speaker 3. Dealing with complaints can be very tricky, particularly on the phone, but there are ways of achieving a successful outcome. Let the other person know you are really listening and show understanding of their point of view. You will, of course, need to establish the exact nature of the problem, but remember to let them finish speaking first. Finally, tell the caller how you intend to follow up their complaint. Speaker 4.
Negotiating on the phone is never easy. You can't see the other person, for one thing, so you don't know if they're looking pleased, angry or whatever. But as with negotiating face-to-face, decide what your objectives are before you call. Note down in advance what you are prepared to give up to the other party. Remember, the most important thing is to make decisions that both partners are happy with.
Speaker 5.
Whenever you answer the phone, you are the voice of the company for a few minutes at least, so make sure you give the right impression. Establish a rapport with the caller. For instance, ask them how they are, about their family, their work, the weather, or whatever. Of course, not all subjects are appropriate for all cultures and for all people, so bear this in mind. You certainly don't want to upset anyone.